And the other thing I want to mention is that the purpose of the call is to address primarily people who are considering getting into a home-based business. We'll talk about the benefits of getting into one, the tax consequences of not getting into one, and how home-based business can slash our taxes. So give me about just 1 minute to finish getting all set up here. Then I'll mute the line. Okay, it's straight up top of the hour, so let me start the recording, and then we'll get moving.
And
I'm going to be muting all the lines so that we can have a nice quiet recording for you. Okay, lines are all muted now, so we'll start the call. I'll start the recording, and then we'll get started with our topic for today. Hello and welcome. This is Ron Mueller. I'm the author of Home Business Tax Savings Made Easy, and this conference call is to talk about the how to make our money go further, how to pay less in taxes, how to make more income, and how to make our lives a little smoother. I had somebody tell me the other day they feel like they're living in a 30-day month on a 20-day paycheck. I can relate to that, can't you? It does seem sometimes like, when I was a kid, I remember we used to grow up wondering how much money would be left at the end of the month, because that always meant treats for kids. But these days we kind of wonder how much month is left at the end of the money. So let's see if we can do something about that, because taxes are keeping your pockets empty. So if you're wondering why you seem to be making a good wage, but you're always feeling broke, maybe that's why. Taxes are just constantly emptying your pockets. And most people don't even have any idea of how much the taxes are that they're paying. I think that may be because we don't want to look at our pay stub and see that how much money got sucked out of our wages for taxes before we get to live on the leftovers called our take-home pay. So we don't want... But I want to give you an idea of about how much you're paying, because that will give you an appreciation for what the value of home-based business is in terms of reducing your taxes. For most people, if you think about your largest household budget items, when you sit down at the kitchen table to pay your bills once or twice a month, what are your biggest, most expensive items? For most people, it tends to be your housing costs, transportation costs, health care, and food. Those usually are the largest ones. Housing, transportation, health care, and food, groceries, dining out, et cetera. But you know what? Those aren't your biggest ones at all. The taxes that you're paying are more than those four combined. If you added up the money you're spending on your housing, transportation, health care, and food, a grand total of all four of those expensive items, the total is still less than you're paying in taxes. It's just you don't see it because it's in your take-home. It's not in your take-home pay. It's taken out before you get your paycheck. So that's why your pockets are always feeling empty. But guess what? This January, when taxes go up for just about everybody, it doesn't have to be the same for everybody, because there is something you can do about it. And here's why. The biggest of all the tax breaks in America go to one category of taxpayer. They are people who have a home-based business. It's not the rich with their big lawyers. It's none of that stuff. It's the home-based business owners get more tax.